The route of St. Magnus Way is partly determined by a series of stones, locally called manse or mansey stanes, that are said to have been raised as resting places for the body and shrine of Magnus, as he was carried from his place of death to his first place of burial in Bursey, and later when his shrine was moved from Bursey to Kirkwall. The stones set up to rest the shrine on were said to have been blessed with oil, and thereafter considered sacred. Ernest Marwick, the historian who first looked into these places, wrote, "There may have been a time when pilgrims, following the processional route and praying at these stones, were a familiar sight." The first resting place, after leaving the church in Bursey, is an unassuming stone in a field near the house of Strathyre. It is the only upstanding manse stone, and as such it has a special significance. This is made all the more remarkable, knowing that the stone was almost removed in the past, and had it not been for the knowledge of the landowner, it would no longer be standing. The place is said to mark the last spot from which the Broch of Bursey may be glimpsed.